The Czech Republic's state debt currently stands at almost 1 trillion crowns, according to the finance ministry. Last year, the state debt rose by more than 107 billion, while the previous year it rose by around 90 billion crowns. Today, it stands at 999.5 billion crowns, just short of a trillion. This debt means that each Czech citizen carries 96,000 crowns worth of state debt, which currently represents more than a quarter of Czech annual GDP. Much of the reason for the debt is spending financed by loans from the European Investment Bank and other foreign markets. Meanwhile, household debt currently stands at around 865 billion crowns. Such debts are likely to grow as the current economic crisis leads to greater government borrowing to stimulate the economy and offset falling revenues. Conversely, the Czech budget deficit was recently reported as being the lowest in 11 years.
The Czech gas trading company Česká plynárenská has announced that it has secured additional gas supplies from Norway to combat the effects of the loss of supplies from Russia via Ukraine. Normally, the Czech Republic sources 70% of its supplies from Russia, with only 30% coming from Norway. Under the terms of the deal agreed in London on Wednesday, 1 million cubic feet of gas have been secured, with the flow of supplies set to begin almost immediately. However, the arrangement does little to address long-term the gap in supplies from Russia, with around 200 million cubic meters per day required from the east. At present, the pipeline structure in the Czech Republic is not equipped to fully shift reliance away from Russian supplies, although the current crisis has made such plans gain increasing attention.
The nuclear power station Temelín, situated in South Bohemia, has failed to meet its yearly target for the delivery of electricity, according to the plant's operator, ČEZ. According to figures provided by the operator, the Temelín nuclear power plant supplied 12.1 terawatts of electricity to the national grid in 2008, 11% short of its target. The failure to meet its target is being blamed on a series of technical problems at the plant, which in several cases resulted in temporary shutdowns. ČEZ had hoped that 2008 would see Temelín beating its previous record of power produced, set in 2004. Nonetheless, the power plant still produced a fifth of the total electricity supplied in the Czech Republic that year. In contrast, the Czech Republic's other nuclear power station at Dukovany announced a record amount of electricity generated in 2008. Together, the two plants generate a third of the country's electricity supply.
The Czech Republic has reported a 500 million crown trade deficit in November, meaning that imports have exceeded exports, a matter of concern for a country that relies on exports for much of its GDP. The figure represents a stark 13 billion crown turnaround from the previous year's figures and also represents the biggest year-on-year shift in fortunes since 1994, according to the Czech Statistical Office. The sharp shift from surplus to deficit is being attributed to the global economic slowdown as demand for Czech exports decreases in Europe and around the world. Indeed, the figures revealed a trade surplus of 39.2 billion crowns with Europe, but this is offset by a 39.7 billion crown deficit with the rest of the world, amounting to a net deficit of 500 million crowns. The most significant trade deficits are with China and Russia, while the strongest surpluses are with neighbouring Germany and Austria, which remain strong net importers of Czech products.